I at the time this film was made, it was by 1989, 1990. I had been trying for about 8 years to make The Last Temptation of Christ, and I was sort of cast out of Hollywood and was wandering in the diaspora of some kind of filmmaking. And during that time, we made After Hours, a Hollywood film, Color of Money, and Nick Pileggi and I, and a number of my friends, Urban Winkler, but Nick Pileggi and I got together and wrote a script of his book, Wise Guy. And somehow, I don't remember how it happened, but I owed a film to Warner Brothers. And they had this film, Wise Guy, which we had to change the title to because there was a television show called Wise Guy. But at the same time, a very powerful agent, manager in Hollywood, Mike Ovitz, stepped in and was able to get financing for Last Temptation of Christ, which was an independent film that was picked up in distribution by Tom Pollock at Universal. And quite honestly, I was a little concerned because I didn't really want to do a film. I had done Mean Streets, and Taxi Driver is considered a gritty New York film, and Raging Bull has some elements of the New York underworld in it. So I really wasn't, this was a new way to approach that underworld that I knew. But I wasn't so enthusiastic about making another film that would be considered a quote, unquote, gangster film. So, I was able to, during that period, for about a year and a half with Nick, hone the script down to shot by shot, so that it was a very well-constructed script with hardly anything added to it while we were shooting except one major scene. So I asked Warner Brothers to, the script was ready, and I asked Warner Brothers to please wait for me, because Mike Ovitz had come through with the money on Last Temptation. So they were gracious enough to allow the debt to remain as it was and wait until I finished Last Temptation. And by the time we were finishing Last Temptation, there were a number of people who were around me saying, don't make another gangster film, let's move on to something else. And there were some people who really were feeling that way. And so I had lost confidence in it, really. Should I make that film? Should I work on that script? Life had changed greatly for me when I made Temptation of Christ. Of course, I didn't see it as another film about gangsters. I was looking at it from another point of view. So I remember that Michael Powell, the great filmmaker, was with Thelma, Schoonmaker, my editor and friend, and he wanted to read the script. And so I think Thelma read it to him, right? I think he read it to him. She read him the script. And I remember we were in the editing room cutting maybe New York Stories or Made in Milan. No, New York Stories, I think. And Michael called me and told me that he had just read the script, or had the script read to him. And I said, I don't think I'm going to make it. And he insisted I make the film, reinforcing my confidence in the style that we had put on the page. So a lot of what you see in Goodfellas, of course, is I'm indebted to Michael and Thelma, and of course, De Niro and Ray Liotta and Joe Pesci, but Michael, if Michael hadn't made that phone call, if Thelma hadn't written that script, I don't know what would have happened. And of course, my mother and father are in the film. There's a lot of what people would consider today improvisation in the film. Well, the scene with my mother is completely improvised by her. Joe just went with her, Bob, they just went. I don't know. Two cameras, that was it. The scene that you saw earlier, Joe Pesci, with You Think I'm Funny, I begged Joe to be in the film. He didn't want to make any more films. He said, I'll be in the film if I could do one scene. He described something that had happened to him with one of his old street associates, who was no longer on the street, but in jail. So he acted out the scene for me. And I said, perfect. It's not in the script, but I knew where to place it. And so what we constructed the scene out of a series of rehearsals, which were videoed and written, and then I constructed the scene from the improvisations that he and Ray Liotta did. And so sometimes improvisation is improvisation, and sometimes it's not really improvisation. Of course, a lot has to do with the editing in Thelma, and in terms of the timing and the framing. So I thank you. It's a very long introduction, but I'm very pleased. Nice.